一起打开《路加福音》第一章四十六到五十节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 50.
我请一经传道用英语来先念。
Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed.For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。今天我们就要以玛利亚的这一句话说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以我神为乐。”做我们的这个主题。
The theme for today is the verse that Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."
那么这样的一件事情到底怎么样在我们的身上也一样可以成就呢？
How can such a thing happen in our own lives?
在我们还没有来这个学习这段经文以前，
Before we learn from this passage,
我们来看两段这个短片。
We need to see two videos.
先前面那一段。啊，这一段先。
A Friday morning with Christmas looming, and at Sandy Hook Elementary School.The children were gathering in their classrooms when the shooting began. The police took the first call soon after 9:30. Moments later, heavily armed officers went in, and terrified children aged between 5 and 10 were being hurried out.
I saw some of the bullets going past the hall that I was right next to, and then a teacher pulled me into her classroom.
We heard like shots and everybody went on the ground and Miss Martin just closed the door.
We all went over to a corner and the teacher was supposed to keep us complicated. All the police officers had machine guns.
I was in the gym and I heard like 7 loud booms and the gym teachers told us to go in the corner.
Okay, 我们看另外一段。
You know, there's a saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This picture is worth many more than 1,000 words. By being here, you speak eloquently to the nation about the importance of your faith in community, in embracing each other, not just by your physical presence, but by all of your emotion.And you are sending a message to all of America. And believe me, the hearts and prayers of America are with you tonight. Thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing your children so that they can see that there is good in people. And thank you for reaffirming.Especially at this season, for all of us, whatever our faith, whatever our beliefs on other occasions, on other issues, that we are one people and we will be one people in times of crisis and testing and adversity. I thank you.
Okay, 谢谢。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，求你这时候纪念在美国这个枪杀案的事情，特别你安慰那许许多多心碎的父母跟他们的家人。在你爱子诞生这样一个美好的纪念的日子里面发生这样的事情，都叫我们所有人感到心痛。也求你这时候特别你的安慰跟你爱子的降生的事能够成为我们的安慰。我们把以下的时间仰望在你的手中，你与我们同在，正如你已经与我们同在。奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。刚才我们所看到的那个两个短片
And so in the short film we saw just now
是两天前美国星期五早上发生在一个小学的这个事情
was a tragic event that happened two days ago in an American school
到目前为止我们知道应该是有20个5到10岁的孩子被枪杀
So we know there were 20 children from age 5 onwards were killed
to 10
5 to 10 they were killed
那么听说枪手先把他的妈妈杀了在家里面然后再跑到学校
It was rumored that the shooter shot his own mom first before he went to the school
那么他的妈妈是那一间学校的老师
And his mother was a teacher of that school
我们不知道为什么会发生这样的事
We can't understand why such things happen
到目前为止警方的调查还没有出来
And the investigations by the police were not out yet
也许我们也是很想知道为什么。
Perhaps we would like to know why.
我们对这样的事情，我们一定是一直在问为什么。
When incidents like this happen, we like to ask why.
而这样的事情发生在我们在庆贺耶稣基督诞生的这个节期。
And it happened during this time when we are celebrating the birth of Christ.
一件很高兴的事，跟一件非常叫人心痛的事。
A very joyful event and then a very tragic event.
这两件事情怎么可能放在一起呢
How can we put these two things together?
这两件事情可以同时发生吗
Can these two things happen at the same time?
我们在这里很欢喜快乐迎接耶稣的诞生
Today we are here full of joy. We want to celebrate and welcome Jesus' birth.
我们有可能可以体会到在那里这么悲伤伤痛的父母的这个情况吗
Are we able to empathize with those parents who are in such pain and sorrow?
或者说我们讲的更加尖锐一点我们这样的一位上帝可以这样跟这些伤心的人在一起吗
Or more pointedly, can God, our God, be with people like that who are suffering and in sorrow?
在地上这些人所受的这样的一个伤痛的事情跟这个上帝给我们一个新生王这么高兴的事可以放在一起吗
And on earth, people are suffering such pain and sorrow. And yet, at the same time, the good news of a king, the birth of a new king, can such two incidents come together?
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。
Mary says, my soul glorifies the Lord.
我灵以我的神为救主为乐。
And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
这样的一个心，这样的一个心态可以跟这个事情结合在一起吗
Such a spirit, such an attitude, can it reconcile with the events that happen?
我想今天早上我们再一次再借着主来帮助我们去面对这样的一件事情
This morning, may the Lord help us to face events like that.
在第二个短片里面
In a second clip that we saw,
讲话的应该是那一个镇的领导人
The person who spoke is probably the leader of that town.
他说了一句话，你有没有注意到
？He said one important thing.
他说：“感谢你们把孩子带来。
”He said, "Thank you for bringing your children here."
使到他们看见还有很多好的人。
That they may see that there are still many good people.
当美国人碰到灾难的时候
，When Americans meet tragedy.
他们一定都会走到教堂里面去。
They go back to church.
当然有很多是信主的。
And many are believers.
有的可能没有在信主。
But some are not believers.
但是回到教堂是他们最自然的一件事情。
But to go back to church is something that's very natural for them.
这里今天我们要问为什么？
So we ask today why?
为什么回到这样的一个地方来去面对这一个悲剧，是一个非常自然的一件事。
Why is it natural for them to go back to church when they need to face a tragedy?
我特别把这个事情放在今天的这个分享里面。
And I'd like to share this of in this morning's sharing.
因为这个是发生在孩子的身上。
Because this is something that happened in children.
五到十岁的孩子。
Children who are aged 5 to 10.
正如他的总统奥巴马说，这些孩子他们有一个很不一样的将来。
Just like what President Obama said, these children have a very different future.
每一个都是一个希望。
Every child is a hope.
现在有一个人把他们毁了。
And someone has destroyed that hope.
那么带来了很多这个伤痛的事情。
And brought so much pain.
而我们也知道，上帝赐给一个新生的婴孩给我们。
And yet we know God has given us a new baby.
主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
他也诞生成为婴孩。
He has also been born as a child, as a baby.
他也要成为这个儿童。
He also was to become a child.
也要成为青年人。
To become a youth.
成为成年人。
An adult.
当然，我们知道他没有做老人。
And of course, we know he did not become a senior citizen.
那么他33岁左右就被害死。
He died at around age 33.
当你开始去想这件事情，想这样的事情的时候，
When you think of something like this,
你开始看到说，这个悲剧跟上帝不是离得很远的。
You realize that this tragedy, what happened in America and Jesus' life, is not that far off.
上帝赐给我们这个婴孩这样的一件事，跟这个悲剧不是两件完全不一样的事情。
God has given us a new baby, and then this incident, they are not too different.
那当然你里面会有很多的这个问题，觉得说这样的事情不应该发生，或者可以不用发生。
I'm sure in your hearts there are many things that will be asking, this thing should not happen, and it shouldn't be happening.
但是很多时候我们只能够面对事情发生了。
But we can only face that something has already happened.
正如今天我们所要看的这件事。
Just like the incident we are going to read this morning.
事情是这样发生了。
It has happened.
上帝跟玛利亚说，
God spoke to Mary and said,
有一个婴孩要诞生。
There's going to be the birth of a new baby.
如果我们去问为什么发生，怎么样发生？
If we ask, why did it happen? How did it happen?
这固然是重要。
This is important, yes.
但是很可能我们都找不到答案。
But very likely we can't find the answers.
我们只能够从发生了的到底是又有什么意思，我们可以看得很清楚的。
We can only say what has happened and what's the meaning of that for us.
上帝为什么要降生为人？
Why did God want to come in the flesh and be born as a man?
也许在教会很多人的很容易很快就可以给我一个标准答案，因为他要为我们这个上十字架。
I'm sure in the church there are many modern answers and say, "Oh, Jesus came to die for us on the cross."
所以他要降生为人。
And so he has to become a man.
我跟你讲，这个答案不一定对的。
This answer is not necessarily right.
我知道你们知道很多标准答案。
You know many modern answers.
但是你不一定真正明白为什么是这样。
But you may not fully understand why.
为什么耶稣要诞生为人
？Why must Jesus become a man?
为什么要33年
？Why 33 years？
为什么要从婴孩做起
？Why come all the way from a baby？
当你开始去问这些问题的时候
，When you ask such questions，
然后你再回到圣经里面去找的时候
，And try to seek the answers back from the Bible，
你会开始看到上帝越来越靠近我们。
You will see that God is closer and closer to us。
上帝原来。就是因着我们的关系
，It's because of us，
所以他要这样子来到我们当中。
That's why God has to come amongst us and meet us。
那么，我们先了解一下 上帝要在玛利亚身上到底做什么事
？Let's try to understand what God wants to accomplish to Mary in the life of Mary.
就是在这个第一章第三十节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，你不要怕。”然后三十一节，你要怀孕生子，做什么呢？在这个三十二节说，他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
And it said here in verse 30, the angel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You will be pregnant with a son, and then you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, because the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end."
所以根据路加给我们交代的。
So from this account of Luke.
耶稣来诞生来做什么
What is Jesus accomplish?
最后是要来成为以色列人的王。
Eventually he is to be the king of Israel.
来成为以色列民族的这个王。
To become the king of the people of Israel.
所以这样的一件事情对玛利亚来讲他就明白了。
So this incident is able to help Mary understand.
如果天使跟他讲说，为了赎罪，为了使你灵魂得救，我想玛利亚听不懂这些话的。
If the angel were to tell Mary he's here to redeem you and cleanse you from your sins and so on, Mary may not be able to understand.
因为玛利亚是犹太人。
Because Mary was a Jew.
而玛利亚是一个乡村里面的一个小姑娘。
And she was a maiden in a village.
她很可能没有受教育。
She could be uneducated.
其实那个时候大多数的人都没有机会受教育。
Actually, at that time, many people were uneducated.
所以到底当玛利亚听到天使讲这些话的时候她到底真正明白什么她听得懂吗
So when the angel said these words to Mary, how much could she understand?
所以为什么她听完了之后然后说我心尊主为大我的灵以我神快乐然后讲了一段很长的话。
So why is it that after she heard the angel's words, she could say all these things, you know, my soul glorifies the Lord, and so on.
其实她这一段话是在旧约的时候有一个人先说的。
Actually, her words were said by someone else in the Old Testament.
就是撒母耳的妈妈。
And those words were said by Samuel's mother.
当撒母耳呢，上帝应许他这个撒母耳会诞生，他的妈妈先用这段话赞美上帝的。
And God promised Hannah that Samuel would be born. Then Hannah praised God with these words.
那这是个时候，玛利亚也用这段话来感谢神。
And so Mary used the same words to praise God.
但是我们要问的是，玛利亚明白到底什么事情
？But we want to ask, did Mary really understand what's happening?
如果上帝跟他讲是说你要生一个孩子然后他会成为犹太人以色列的王
God has spoken to her You will give birth to a son And he will become the king of the people of Israel
我想在当时的人
For people at the time
他们就是活在被王管的
They live under the time where kings rule over them
所以这样的话对他来讲是有意义的
So such words had meaning for her
他能够明白
She could understand
但是另外一方面他知道我们现在我们是王国我们是被罗马人管的
But at the same time, she also realized that her kingdom, they're living a time where the kingdom is gone, and they're living under the Romans.
那么，作为这个犹太人，也许在他们的这个社群的里面，应该有这个教导旧约信仰的人。
And as a Jew, during her community, there should be some teaching about their faith.
在过去的这几百年来
，and over the past centuries,
至少那五百年。
At least 500 years.
上帝借着先知
through prophets,
一直跟他们说，我会再复兴你们。
God has been speaking to the prophets to tell the people that I will restore the kingdom again.
那么当然，其中有一个就是说，我让你们再有王来管你们，带领你们。
And one of the words, or one of the promise, was that I will give you a king again who will lead you and guide you.
所以他们也在盼望做这样一件事。
And so they were waiting for this thing to happen.
所以这个对玛利亚来讲呢，就很清楚了，很具体了。
And so this is very concrete and very real to Mary.
原来我的民族要出头了，原来我的民族要被解放了，竟然是会从我这个孩子开始。
And she realized that our people are going to be restored and released again, and it will come from my son.
我想当她这样想的时候，她是一方面又担心，但是又同时也很高兴。
And so when this came to her,On one hand, she's very worried, perhaps, but on the other hand, she'll be very rejoiceful.
担心是因为她作为一个没有结婚的女孩， 生孩子在当时可能呢是会给他的民族呢这个判死刑的。
Worried because as an unmarried mother, she could be sentenced to death in her time.
但高兴就说，这个孩子以后是成为我们民族的王。
But joyful because she realized that her son will one day become the king of her people.
但是玛利亚虽然说她可能没有受教育
，But even though Mary was uneducated,
但是她还是有科学头脑的。
But we can say she has a so-called scientific mind. Yeah.
她至少在她那个时候，她知道人是应该是怎么样子诞生出来的。
She knew how babies were born.
所以她说：“我还没有结婚，怎么会生孩子呢
？”So she told the angel, "I'm not married. How can I give birth?"
那么你注意上帝怎么样回答她呢
？And you look how God answered her.
大家注意35节。
Verse 35.
天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要覆庇你。”
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you."
37节。
Verse 37.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For with God, nothing is impossible.
然后38节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
And then Mary answered, "Well, I am the Lord's servant. Then may it be to me as you have said."
如果你翻到创世纪第一章
，If you were to read Genesis chapter 1,
我们没有时间详细的读。
We don't have time to read carefully.
我相信对很多人这些是很熟悉的经文。
I'm sure you're very familiar with the passage in Genesis chapter 1.
你会看到创世纪的事情跟这一段对话所描写的是类似的。
You realize that what is described in Genesis is similar to the dialogue that is described here.
他创世纪说，起初上帝创造天地，然后上帝的灵运行在水面上。
And he said, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth, and then it says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
然后这边你说，神的灵要覆庇在你身上。
And here it says, the Spirit of God will overshadow you.
然后你接下来在创世纪你看到上帝说要有光就有光。
And then in Genesis it says God spoke, or God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
这就是照你的话成就。
And this is what it meant that may it be as you have said.
成就在哪里呢
？How was it fulfilled?
上帝在创造的时候，上帝是 act upon what? 上帝在什么身上创造
？So how did God?At upon whatever things.
你再看创世纪，上帝是在空虚、黑暗、混沌，然后对着这个说，要有光，要有秩序，要丰富。
So we say, how did God act upon and on what things? It was on darkness, it was on chaos, and it was on things that were formless. And when God spoke, there was light, there was order, and there was fruitfulness.
然后是上帝的灵跟上帝的话，在这个上生在这样的一个情况里面说要发生。
And it was God's word and it was God's spirit who caused these things to happen.
玛利亚是犹太人。
And so Mary was a Jew.
这个是她的信仰。
That is a belief.
这是他们历世历代所有的。
For all generations, that's what they held and what they believed.
玛利亚不是一个非信徒。
She wasn't a non-believer.
她是一个信上帝的。
She's someone who believed in God.
她也知道这时候向她说话的是上帝派来的。
And she knew this person, this angel who spoke to her was sent from God.
而当天使跟她讲上帝会这样在你身上，就好像当年上帝创造在空虚混沌上面。做这样的事。
And so when the angel spoke to her and said God would do this and that, just like in those days in Genesis when God was how God created heaven and earth.
玛利亚明白。
Mary understood.
她说：“照你的话成就吧。”
And she said, "Oh, may it be as you have said."
你不要以为这个不科学。
Please don't say that this is non-scientific.
因为玛利亚有一千多年，将近两千年，她的犹太信仰的根据。
Because Mary had the foundation of more than 1,000 or 2,000 years of a Jewish faith.
这个是不是一个突然间出来的一件事情
？It's not something that came out of the blue for her.
是从两千年以来，上帝在这个民族犹太人身上一直不断在做事情的，也在做一件，特别现在在他身上。
It was something that God has been doing since 2,000 years ago, and now God is going to do it on her as well.
她明白了。
She finally understood.
虽然我不知道会怎么样子。
Although she may not know how it will happen,
但我知道它会这样子。
But it will happen.
因为上帝一向来就是这样做事情。
Because God has been doing things like that all along.
神的灵跟神的话使到事情发生。
God's words and God's spirit causes things to happen.
所以这个要诞生的婴孩。
And so this child who will be born.
是从神的话跟神的灵来的。
Will be birthed through God's word and God's spirit.
但是借着玛利亚的子宫。
But through the womb of Mary.
把他抚育。成为婴孩，又再以婴孩诞生出来。
And to nurture and became a baby and to be birthed as a baby.
他不需要人的精子的。
Does not require the sperm of man.
也不需要人的卵子。
Or the ovary of the woman.
所以你不用去想是什么。
So don't try and speculate.
今天我们从 science 了解的是我们的情况。
The incident we try to come and look from the angle of science is from what we understand.
而是我们的情况。
And that's our situation.
上帝可以在我们身上用他的灵，用他的话，做成他要做的事情。
And yet God can accomplish in our lives something through His word and through His spirit.
那现在我们再回到我们今天的这个重点。
And so we come back to the point of today.
为什么要经过这个过程
？Why God has to go through this process?
在我们还没有来看这样的一个事情的之前
before looking at this incident,
我希望你耐心地跟我翻一些圣经。
I hope you'll be patient with me to look through some scriptures.
因为这也是2000年前第一批明白了这样的事情的人，他们就是明白这样的意义。
Because this is something that happened 2000 years ago to people who finally understand the significance of this.
而不是经过后来我们所发展出来的。
It's not something that we develop later.
我们看希伯来书
The book of Hebrews
请大家翻到这个希伯来书
Hebrews
讲到耶稣为什么要成为人
To say why Jesus has to become man
第二章第十四节
Chapter 2 verse 14
儿女既同有血肉之体他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏掌死权，就是魔鬼。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
第八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学的顺从，他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation from all who obey him.
四章十五节。
Verse four, chapter four, verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is not able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin.
现在我们来看保罗讲的一些话。
And now let's look at some things that Apostle Paul said.
保罗在罗马书这个第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
但是保罗的这些话因为翻译的关系翻成另外一个意思。
But these words from Paul sometimes were translated a bit different.
我们先看三章第二十二节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 22.
就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
那这一句话因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人可以另外翻译的
through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. We could translate in another way.
这句话可以翻译成因着耶稣的信 or the faithfulness of Christ, 然后我们呢这个被神呢这个称义。
Through faithfulness of Jesus Christ, we are regarded as righteous.
Instead of我们信是讲到耶稣的 faithfulness, 讲到耶稣的信实。
Less talking about our faith in Jesus Christ, but more about the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
同样的，在加拉太书
，likewise in the book of Galatians,
也是类似的这样的这个一句话。
Similar kind of meaning.
加拉太书第二章十六节
，Chapter 2 verse 16.
既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。
Know that a man is justified not by observing the law, but by the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
也可以翻译成 by the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, 不是只翻译成一是因着耶稣的信实。
Yeah,
一个是强调我们信，另外一个是说因为耶稣是信实的。
One interpretation says it's through our faith in Jesus Christ, but the other interpretation is through the faithfulness of Christ.
最后，在腓立比书，我们很熟悉的一段，也是我们很爱的一段经文。
And then also the book of Philippians.
第二章第八节。
2:8.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He was found in the appearance of a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
刚才我们所读的这许多的新约的经文
So all these many New Testament scriptures that we read
希伯来书
Hebrews
保罗的书信
Paul's letters
其实约翰福音
The Gospel of John
或者四本福音书
In fact all the Gospels
他都很强调一件事情
They all emphasize one thing
就是耶稣作为人跟一生人这样的一件事情
The incident, they emphasize on Jesus, who became man and his whole life.
不单单只是十字架上而已
It's not just about him on the cross.
也不是只是复活那一件事
And not just only the incident about resurrection.
是他整个生命
But his whole life.
整个成为人作为人的生命
His whole life as a human being.
才是成为我们的希望
And that is the hope for us.
也是我们的安慰
and our comfort
也是我们的救恩
and also our salvation
为什么
why is that so
因为我们是人
because we are also human beings
我们人有我们人的问题
and as human beings we have our problems too
我们被罪捆绑
we are enslaved by sin
我们被死捆绑
we are bonded by death
我们被我们的坏的心来捆绑。
We are also enslaved by our evil heart.
我们不知道那个枪手是什么原因要去杀害这些孩子。
We do not know why that shooter, for what reason, shoot or shot all the children.
你也可以说，为什么已经发生好多件了，为什么他们还是不要来管制这个枪械？
You could also say, after all these tragic things, why are there still no arms control?
你可以怪这个是制度，或者是这个没有把事情做好。
You can blame many things. You can blame all the structure and the systems.
我们人就是有这么多的缺点。
And yet it is true, a fact that human beings have many problems, many faults.
那你说我们有希望吗
？And so you ask, do we still have hope?
我们有可能胜过吗
？Could we overcome?
我们经过了这一切，上帝知道吗
？All the things that we go through, does God know?
我们现在我们心里面的坏念头我们心里面许多的坏的这些事我们本来都想不要去做但是每次都不能够控制还是去做
All these bad thoughts and bad motives in us that we cannot control Does God know?
你说上帝帮得了我
Can God help us?
你说当然啦、啊、那些 holy holy 的人就可以了
You say, oh, of course God will help those holy holy people
像我这样的没有救的啦
But a person like me is beyond help
但是你要开始想耶稣
But then you must think back of Jesus
上帝就是知道我们的问题。
God knows our problems.
上帝知道我们人多么的软弱。
God knows how weak we are.
所以他也来做人。
And so God became man as well.
竟然还从婴孩做起。
And right from the beginning, all the way from a baby.
虽然我们在圣经里面我们看不到耶稣年轻的时候的事，有其他的一些不正统的外传是有了。
Although we do not have accounts in the Bible about how Jesus was when he was a child.
那么有一个讲法是耶稣的爸爸很可能也很早也去世了。
There was a saying that Jesus' father probably died when he was very young.
如果是这样，他也是单亲的这个孩子。
If that was so, then Jesus was a single parent child as well.
今天很多单亲孩子。
And today there are many single parent child.
你看到上帝经过我们每一个人都要经过的。
And so God also went through everything that we have to go through.
虽然他高高在上。
Although he was a great God, high above.
我们常常想说他高高在上，他一定很有能力。
Sometimes you think God is so high and he must be very powerful there.
那我们讲说为什么他不要这样，为什么他不要那样，为什么他不要使事情不会发生。
And we ask God, why can't you don't allow this to happen or that tragic thing to happen?
这个是我们可以这样子问的。
This is something we can ask.
也是我们希望是这样子去解决的。
And we hope to solve problems like that.
但是也许上帝有另外一个解决的方式。
But perhaps God has another way to solving things.
他选择跟我们一样。
God chose to be the same like us.
跟我们走过一起，我们会面对的。
To go through the same journey that we will face.
耶稣还要经过33年。
And Jesus has to go through all 33 years.
玛利亚还要等33年才能够看到耶稣会做王。
And Mary had to wait for 33 years before she could visualize Jesus being king.
你说为什么不要明天就做成呢？
You say, why cannot it happen tomorrow?
我没有答案。
I have no answer.
但是上帝是就是这样子做。
But this is what God has done.
跟我们一起经过。
To journey with us together.
耶稣会发烧的。
Jesus also will have fever, no?
耶稣会泻肚子的。
Jesus also will have diarrhea.
这里许多年轻的妈妈。
All the many mothers here.
你为你的婴孩所担心的，耶稣都曾经会发生过的。
Things that you were concerned and worried about your kid, it happened on Jesus too.
耶稣也做过青少年人的。
Jesus was also a teenager before.
我不知道他是乖的还是叛逆的，还是好动的。
Whether he was rebellious or he was a good child.
他是在主日学里面乖乖听的，还是那一个捣蛋的？
Was he the naughty one in Sunday school or the very quiet one?
但是怎么样子，他都曾经会跟你一样。
But no matter how, he was once with like you.
他也经过青少年成长的时候的那一种烦恼。
He also had those problems of growing up as a young person.
那种苦闷。
All those苦闷 or the frustration that you have.
现在我比较少听到你们讲很闲了。
It's a good thing that we don't hear you guys saying very闲 nowadays.
十多年前的现在已经在这里的青少年怎么是很闲很闲。
A decade ago, you know, those young people always used the word 很闲。
这个是我们成长过程里面的一些荷尔蒙所带来的一些烦恼。
It's a worry is brought on by our hormones when we were growing up.
耶稣也经过。
Jesus went through that too.
也因为这样子，今天我们知道，我们每一个人，我们现在不管你在怎么样的情况。
And because of that, we know that no matter what stage you are in life right now,
耶稣肯定能够在你的生命、在生活里面成为你最好的朋友，成为你真正的帮助，成为神与你同在。
Jesus can certainly be your best friend, and he will be with you, concretely.
当我们讲说神与人同在的时候
，and when we use these words, when we say God and God is with you,
它可以指示我经验到现在我一个经验到神。
It could mean on one hand that I experience something, but experience what?
另外一方面是我知道神成为人的，所以他真的是跟人同在的。
It could also imply that it is because God has become a human being and therefore God is with us.
以至于直到我在我的这个困难的这个情景的时候，我还去仰望，我还去等候，我还去祷告。
And therefore, amidst my difficulties, I can still wait upon God. I can still pray.
33年。
33 years.
他才成为王。
33 years later, then he became the king.
而当你读完路加福音的时候，
and when you finish reading the book of Luke,
你发现他做王的方式很特别的。
You realize that the way he became a king was also very unique.
他是去让人把他钉死，然后说他是王。
To be a king, he was nailed on the cross and said that this is the king of Jews.
你会不会觉得这个很感动啊？
This is very comic.
是比拉多用三种语言犹太人的王。
Pontius Pilate, you know, clip on his head there in three languages, king of the Jews.
但是三天之后。
But 3 days later,
上帝叫他从死里复活。
God resurrected him.
你知道什么意思吗？
You say, what does that mean?
是，他就是。
That was to identify, yes, this is the king.
上帝叫耶稣从死里复活，不是要证明耶稣是神。
When God resurrected Jesus, it was not to prove that he is God.
这是我们传统的标准答案。
That's the modern answer that we have.
这个是经过罗马教会之后的，不是原来圣经要表达的。
Post the Roman church.
圣经表达的是，上帝叫耶稣从死里复活，是上帝确定耶稣生前他说我是王，是的，他是。
But from the Bible, the way it was conveyed was that when God rose Jesus from the dead, it was to affirm Jesus' words to say that I am the king.
然后再过一阵子呢，圣灵降临。
And after a while, the Holy Spirit came.
就是所谓的五旬节。
Pentecost.
证明真的他是王。
And prove that he is indeed the king.
耶稣是这样做王的。
And that's how Jesus became a king.
还好耶稣是这样做王。
Thank God that this is how he became king.
我们一般人是怎么做王的？
How did we become kings today?
我们要把另外一个王先除掉。
We become kings when we eliminate the other kings.
我们要再把另外一些人杀掉。
We kill all the other people.
如果耶稣也这样做王的话，
If Jesus were to become a king in this kind of manner,
有什么意思呢？
What's the significance and what's the meaning of it?
你说不同，他是好王，那个是坏王。
You say, "Ah, no lah, he's good king lah. Those are bad kings." Yeah.
但是你还是流血。
But you're still bloodshedding, right?
你还是用暴力。
You're still using violence.
你没有解决问题。
You did not solve anything.
我们还是没有从暴力里面给解释放出来。
You're not released from violence.
我们就只有用暴力得到我们要得到的。
It is through violence that we get what we want to get.
然后最后看谁的暴力强过谁的暴力。
And ultimately, it's who was more brutal than the other person.
那还不是一样。
Then what's the difference?
所以上帝用不一样的方式。
But God used a different means.
他要做王。
He will be king.
但是他不是用暴力。
But not through violence.
他反而用牺牲。
But through sacrifice.
但是他真正是王。
And yet he is truly the king.
这样的一个孩子。
Such a child.
是一个王。
Is the king.
但是不是来杀害。
But it's not here to kill.
不是来满足他自己心里面的任何 的要求。
He's not here to fulfill his own wants or needs.
他不是来伤害别人得到自己。
He's not here to harm others in order to lift himself up.
他是放下。
He let go of things.
这样的一个孩子。
Such a child.
我们看到说他也是成为一个被害、被伤害。
We realize that the child ultimately became a victim of someone who hurt him.
但是我们知道，他只是暂时被害。
But we know that he was only temporarily harmed.
所以这里我们看到希望。
And so through him, we can see hope.
在这人间里面，一切的这些败坏、痛苦。
In life, all these hurts and all these pains that we have.
我们知道是暂时的。
We know that it is only short-lived, temporary.
它会过去。
They will pass.
但是它不会就是只有这样子。
It will not be just like that.
因为耶稣给我们看见有另外一个胜过这一个。
Because Jesus shows us that there's something else that will overcome and beyond this.
但是另外他又告诉我们。
And yet he says to us.
我们要面对的。
We need to face something.
我们要经过的。
What we need to face, what we need to go through.
他也经过。
He has also gone through.
天父上帝。
God the Father.
也曾经经过他的爱子被杀死。
God the Father has also experienced his son being killed.
我们的上帝能够了解这一切。
And so our God can empathize and understand this.
所以在我们人间的苦难灾难的时候。
And so in the tragedy and the crisis that we have in our humanhood,
我相信常常你或者你的朋友都会问。
I'm sure you or your own friends will always ask.
If there is God, why suffering? 如果有上帝，为什么有苦难？圣经是告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
上帝没有解释 why.
God never answers why.
上帝用行动说 ，I suffer with you. 我来跟你一起。
But God proves by His actions that He has gone through this with us.
而这婴孩诞生是从孩子跟我们一起走过。
The birth of the child is as a child and as a baby and journey with us through our life.
因此我们有把握我们能够知道我们接下来我们的整个接下来的人生过程的里面。
And hence we have this confidence and this hope that in our life, in the future,
耶稣要跟我们走在一起。
Jesus will walk with us.
他已经跟我们走在一起。
He has already walked with us.
他每时每刻都要帮助我们。
And every moment he wants to help us.
更重要的是让他做我们的王。
And more importantly is to allow him to be the king of our lives.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
尤其是各位年轻的孩子
，especially all the young people here。
我跟你们一样，我曾经做过青年人。
Reverend also has been young before。
小时候，我多么希望我长大。
He always hoped to be grow up。
但是你知道吗？当我过了23岁之后，我很后悔。
But after age 23, he regretted。
我过了23岁的时候，我忽然间不是21岁，23，我发现到忽然间那个时间过得很快，我今年55了。
Because after age 23, you know, time flies, and suddenly you are, you know, 50 over。
但是当我还在这个小学的时候，我就觉得很慢。我希望我快点做成人，因为大人可以做这个做那个。
But when we are in primary school, time seems to go slowly, and you wish that time would go faster, and you can become an adult because adult can do many things.
然后觉得说我可以做我要做的。
I can do what I want to do.
然后一直觉得好像一直被人家管住。
And we are angry that you know we are always being controlled by the adults.
我们都不喜欢有人管。
We don't like to be ruled over by others.
但是当有一天你发现真的没有人管你，真的没有人可以管你。
One fine day when you realize that nobody is ruling over you, nobody can control you.
你知道这个是谁吗？
You know who is that?
这是魔鬼。
That's the devil.
你不会喜欢的。
You wouldn't want that.
我们一定要被管。
We need to be ruled.
当然你可以选择你要被谁管。
It's about who will rule over you.
我想最好的呢，就是让耶稣来管。
It is best to allow Jesus to rule over us.
不会错的。
There will never be any mistakes from him.
因为他不是来辖制你的。
Because he's not here to control you.
也不是 manipulate 你的。
Nor to manipulate you.
他是以他完全交给你，他完全为你爱你牺牲来做你的王。
What he did is he has given himself totally to you and committed himself to you to be your king.
当他在我们心中做王的时候
，And so when Jesus reigns in our heart as King，
他会一直把我们的那个美的、好的、一切正的、positive 的、creative 的东西全部都拉出来。
He will bring out in our lives everything that is good and everything that is beautiful。
我相信你不会拒绝这一切。
I'm sure you will not reject this。
我希望今年的圣诞节
，And so I hope that this Christmas，
耶稣真的住在你的心里。
Jesus really came to live in your hearts。
做你的主，做你的王。
To be your Lord and to be your King.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们知道，你知道我们的苦难，知道我们心中的罪恶。
We know that you are aware of our suffering and the sin that is in us.
甚至那一个枪杀孩子的凶手
including the shooter who killed all the children
也许他懊悔也许他痛苦
perhaps he was remorseful perhaps he is in pain now
也许他被什么东西挟制住
perhaps something constrained him
当我们没有一个人能够帮助他的时候
when nobody can help him
我们知道你能够
we know that you can
因为你胜过罪
because you have overcome sin
你胜过死亡。
You have overcome death.
求你也在我们的心中。
So God, please be in our hearts.
在我们一生人的当中。
In the whole of our lives.
也在我们的孩子。
And in our children.
在我们手上的婴孩。
In the children amongst us.
在我们这时候我们肚子当中所怀的胎。
And in our womb, in the babies in our womb.
让我们每一个人都有主耶稣基督诞生作王。
That every one of us here will have Jesus Christ birth in our hearts.
使我们在你的面前。
That when we come before you.
在人的面前。
Before men.
我们成为一个又美又善又好的生命。
We become lives that are good and beautiful.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, God.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.